Thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters. We'll change things up a little bit today. I always talk about being eco-friendly, and I do organic gardening and trying to take care of the environment. Today I've come up with something, though, that's a little different, but I think is really useful. I'm not sure I ever even researched it before. And that's some foods that never expire. It's something you can stockpile them literally forever and have them on the emergency backups or just things that you want to eat. Now, a few will surprise you, but overall, a lot of us probably have taken these and wondered, well, when are they going to expire? Well, from what I can find, these particular items basically don't expire. Incidentally, they're not alphabetical or anything. It's in sort of where I found them, I stuck them in. So that's, you'll have to think about that. Most often, I've claimed something that's interesting worldwide, and that's tea. Technically, teas last indefinitely. If you really want to take super care of them for a long, long time, what you do is you get your big box of tea. This is to repackage it into a vacuum pack, which is not as hard as it sounds. They're very inexpensive now. Put in those little absorbers that come with it, and that tea will be good 20 years down the road. Second that I put on my list is baking soda. It's irreplaceable, but it lasts forever. It might start to get a little cakey or clumpy, but there's no issue with that. You can break it up for all your uses, and that's from eating to making particular flour and bread recipes to cleaning your kitchen. And next, for those of us that imbibe occasionally, hard liquors. Whiskey, vodka, all those, basically any hard liquor that you can get will last indefinitely. And incidentally, some of them will actually get better with age. Beans and peas, for instance, split lentils, yellow lentils, green lentils, pinto beans, white beans, black beans, which is one of my favorites, and just to name a few. They will basically last forever if you keep them, of course, dry. And vacuum seals help, but you don't have to vacuum. If you can just get as much air as you can out, throw an oxygen absorber in there, start saving those. You can, later in the show, I'll tell you, these little white packages can actually be revived to work for you by merely just heating them for a few minutes in an oven and letting them dry. I started hanging on to mine. I have them and I reuse them. I heat them, put them in there. Next on the list is rice. Think about that. They ship rice all over the world. 5 years later, you can open the bag and eat the rice. So another good staple they can have. I say an emergency. I'm not so much worried about it. At least I'm not a fatalist. But it can be on hand for whenever you need it. What a great backup to have always. If you've got rice, you've got something you can serve. And I should also mention here, of course, the grains. Whether you like barley or you like whole grains, or all will last indefinitely kept dried and out of the open air. Next on my list is vinegar. Now, it's a little different. Vinegar will basically last forever if you don't open it. Once you do open, it will have a bit of a shelf life, but I figured this up, and I usually steal everybody else's ideas, but let me tell you what keeps my vinegar, because I have a lot of vinegars I like to use, of different, not just the basic vinegar. I put them in wine bottles, and I buy wine vacuumers. They're very inexpensive. They use them in the stores, and it takes all the oxygen out each time. And again, those vinegars will last you as long as you need them. Because I'm a real kind of a spice guy. Peppers and spices I looked into. Almost all, 99% of all peppers and spices will be kept basically in eternity if you keep them in airtight containers. They have to have sealable lids. I have some peppercorn that I've had 5 years. It still has good. If you crunch it, it's still pepper. It might use a bit of its smell, and it may be a tiny bit of taste, but with the peppercorns, I've had them several years, and they're as good as the day I bought them. And how about pasta? You can simply keep pasta in a cup more. I have some myself that I bought because I bought like a case at a time. Long story I don't want to go into. And some of it was in my cupboard for 5 years, and I literally discovered it again. I can't tell the difference. If you want it to last forever, I guess, is another thing that could go into a vacuum system. No, in their original packages, your pasta will be there when you need it. Next on the list, I don't eat a lot of them. A lot of people say that one of the best things you can eat is oats. Oats are, as long as you don't open them, basically there forever. And even after you open them, if you'll just throw one of those oxygen absorbers in there and seal the bag, it'll be around as long as you want it to at any point in time. I guess this should go without saying, but I had to think about it to come up with it. You can have any salt, pink salts, iodine salts, Himalayan salts. Any salt will basically last forever. You do not even really need to even recontain it or something. Just make sure it's in an airtight container, the dampness. And even if it gets damp and clumps together, it's still usable. Salt is basically, it's the salt of the earth. It'll be here forever. I put soy sauce on there because I use a lot. Unopened, it'll last indefinitely. You can buy 10 bottles and use them in the next 10 years. Once you open it, it will last several years. It'll probably still be longer than you ever need to use it. And back to my idea again, this is something I came up with on my own. You can put them in a little wine bottle or something that you can, and get those pump out vacuum. They're a couple bucks a piece. And then if you're going to use it once a year, in between, you just pump that thing up and let it sit there, and it's basically airtight. I happen to put a big tablespoon of cacao in my first cup of coffee, pure cacao now. No sugar, nothing. Real cacao. Every morning. It's supposed to be a health thing, but I've just grown to love it. And it is absolutely can last forever. I do take it out of the original container and put it in mason jars, just because the containers have a tendency to start leaking once you open them. But other than that, cacao will be there as long as you need it. The next one comes with a caveat, and that's maple syrup. Real, 100% pure maple syrup itself, with no additives, not diluted, or altered from its normal state, can actually stay with you forever. If it even should crystallize, you just heat it up. It'll be fine. Same concept goes for honey. As long as it's pure, 100% pure honey without any additive, it'll last for ages and ages and ages. And kind of new to the world, but I've learned a lot about it, is freeze-dried products. For instance, freeze-dried coffees and coffee beans, they might weaken a little bit over a long time. However, it will really, if again, kept dry and in a cool spot, basically last for years and years. It'll last you longer than I'd ever keep coffee. Same thing goes for the powdered milk products, the regular powdered milk or even the cappuccino powders and things. Just need to keep them dry. All you got to do, cool and dry, and you can leave them on the shelf for years. Long-term corn comes with a caveat. You want it to last for a decade. You really need to buy it in vacuum seals and then reseal it vacuum-wise. But just corn coming in a bag, if you keep it in a cool, dry place, it is with you for several years on its own. The one thing you might think about is some of the corn is not always properly packed. You may end up getting some corn dust because you have some little guys in there that are working on it if it's not vacuum sealed. You can cure those also if you want to freeze the bag or whatever it is for 72 hours or so. That won't happen either. I'm sure there's others, but last on my list I have to mention, even though I think everybody probably knows, sugar. Sugar will last forever. It's permanent if as long as it doesn't get damp. And if it gets damp and just builds up crust, gets hard, you still chip it off and use it. It just doesn't go bad. I choose to store it myself with a wrap around it just so none of the sugar comes out of the package and makes a mess. But it's not because I'm protecting it more. It's just that I'm maybe a little sloppier than some people. That's sort of the beginning list. I'm sure there's a lot of other products. But if you had this and had a place to stock it, it's a good basic. If you've got beans and rice, come on, they last forever. Corn with the proper dosage, the grains. You can survive, not even survive, you can live quite well. It's almost all the staples you need. So just think about that. This is something that you can buy it in bulk, or you just happen to be something you like. I have more than my share of pastas here. I certainly have more than my share of beans and lentils and things. I think without even trying, I realized I have enough food in here to last a couple of weeks if I never got to walk out of the house. And I'm not even well off. It's the things I love and happens to be things I love that last a heck of a long time. At this point of the show, I'm going to change the subject for one real reason. I have more time than I thought. I thought it would take another 3 or 4 minutes to go through all my keep forever supplies. But this is interesting news. It'll kind of fill the spot. This is as of right now, January 10th, 24. I found this over last year. One in every 5 cars sold in the world was an EV. Now think about that. Nobody in America, we're not near up to the other market. Analysts project another record year for sales this year of electric vehicles, 2024, driven largely by the surging in demand in other parts of the world, especially China. They've gone crazy. That, incidentally, right now is the biggest battery-powered car market on Earth, far bigger than we are. As a prediction, global sales for plug-in cars are expected to grow by another 21% this year. That's according to Bloomberg, which is somebody at New Energy Finance, and I happen to trust Bloomberg's a little more factual than some. Analysts project sales will total 16.7 million units worldwide, including 1.9 million plug-in cars in the United States and 3.5 million in Europe, the majority, again, going to China and the rest of the car, over 9 million automobiles. So that adds up overall. Plug-in cars are expected to account for more than 20% of all car sales globally and 38% of new car sales in China. Owing to the rapid adoption of electric cars, China is expected to reach peak gasoline demand by, maybe already did last year, but certainly by this year. That's part of their idea, folks. Petroleum, whether you like it or not, is going to get more expensive and harder to find and harder to mine. They're getting ahead of they don't have as good a petroleum setup anyway as we do, so they're just going to skip it. They're going to electric, and that way they kind of just go the way all the way around what the petroleum problem's going to be. May not be here yet, and I have people that fight with me all the time, but there's no doubt it's happening. It has to happen. Sorry about that. There's no doubt that this year we'll also see some EV giants kind of get their grip on the market. Well, the big automakers here in the United States, most notably Ford and General Motors, have kind of just leveled. They're doing EV manufacturing without jumping onto it the extent that the other major manufacturers, Tesla in the United States, BYD in China, are ratcheting up production by 20 or 30% this year. So overall, it's a big growth period. By getting ahead of the game and offering more affordable EVs, which Tesla dropped their prices, I think, three times this year, and BYD, they're just now gaining a foothold on an emerging economy where a worldwide analysis see a growing appetite for plug-in cars. At this point, the giant BYD, which is actually a Chinese EV producer, has taken over a factory in Brazil that Ford was going to run and has decided to abandon. And they claim by the end of this year, they'll be making EVs that are as affordable as any gas car. Now, they won't be the only one, but they will have an economy EV that will be very dependable, incidentally. EVs usually are. And there'll be the average American citizen, or especially the Brazilian citizen, will be in a position to buy a car that'll last them 10 years taking care of property. Most of them have 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, bumper to bumper. That includes the batteries. And that's going to get to be more and more important as we have to get into the ever-increasing field of electric vehicles. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matter.